Documents obtained by the BBC show that the Conservatives are spending more than £100,000 every month on Facebook and as much as £3,000 in individual constituency campaigns. The figures suggest the party's spending well over £1 million a year on a single website. Our political correspondent Ross Hawkins has the figures and therefore has the story. What's the money going on, Ross?
Well, they're spending it on forms of marketing to try to get people to give them their email addresses on their websites and to try and attract what are known as likes on Facebook. So it's marketing designed to encourage that, and they are spending a lot of money. I've got an invoice here for September in which the Conservatives were billed for £123,000. There was a similar one emerged last month covering November. The bill then was almost £115,000. Compare that with what I understand to be a Labour spend of some £10,000 a month. And the emails are vital, collecting them, because strategists on all sides think they're the best way to get people to actually act. Now, the opposition play up the wealth of the Conservatives here, of course, bemoaning well-off Tory supporters. Matthew McGregor, once an aide to Barack Obama, now working for the Blue State Digital Agency, advises the Labour Party.
The Conservatives are spending their money in ways that get their content in front of people, and the fact that they are outspending the Labour Party by many, many times over because of their support from millionaire donors is going to have an impact. That's something that the Labour Party can respond to by out-organising the Conservatives.
Just a word, Ross, on what the rules are on spending, because we're not really in the close election period yet, which is where things kick in.
No, and there's a limit over the year up until the election. The Conservatives will hope to spend right up until that limit. These documents show they've spent much more on those by-elections where they expect success, £3,000 or so, than £900 in Clacton, where they might have thought they'd be less successful. And ultimately, they want to get people not just staring passively at the screen, but getting out and hassling their friends to vote, knocking on doors. The essence of this is the Tories believe that unless you spend this money on Facebook, you simply won't have the impact on the people who rely on Facebook for their political news. And there's a lot of them come election day.